Returning to our old tradition, on this second day of Sesshin, we'll take up the Fukan Zazengi, a universal recommendation for Zazen, or advice on the principles of Zazen, by Master Dogen Keegan. The way is essentially perfect and exists everywhere. How could it be contingent upon practice and realization? The truth which carries us along is sovereign and does not require our efforts. Indeed, the whole body is far beyond the world's dust. Who could believe in a means to brush it clean? The way is completely present where you are. Is it then necessary to run around in search of it? And yet, if there is the slightest difference in the beginning between you and the way, the result will be a greater separation than between heaven and earth. If the slightest dualistic thinking arises, the mind is lost in confusion. You should pay attention to the fact that even the Buddha Shakyamuni had to practice Zazen for 6 years. It is also said that Bodhidharma had to do Zazen at Shaolin Temple for 9 years in order to transmit the Buddha mind. Since these ancient sages were so diligent, how can present-day trainees do without the practice of Zazen? You should therefore cease from practice based on intellectual understanding, pursuing words and following after speech, and learn to withdraw and reflect upon yourself. When you do so, body and mind will naturally fall away, and your original face will be revealed. If you want to realize such a thing, you should begin Zen training and exert yourself in this matter at once. The study of Zen means the practice of Zazen. For Zazen, a quiet place is suitable. Day or night, it should not be dark. It should be kept warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Eat and drink moderately and engage yourself in Zazen as though saving your head from fire. Cast aside all involvements. Cease all affairs and let the myriad things rest. Setting everything aside, do not think of good or evil, right or wrong. Halt the flow of the mind. Cease conceptualizing, thinking, and observing, and give up even the idea of becoming a Buddha. This holds true not only for seated Zazen, but for all your daily actions. At the site of your regular sitting, spread out a thick mat and place a firm round cushion on it. Sit on the cushion in either the full lotus or half lotus posture. In the full lotus posture, you first place your right foot on your left thigh and your left foot on your right thigh. Your robe should be worn loosely and arranged neatly. Then place your right hand on your left leg and your left palm facing upward on your right palm, thumb tips touching lightly. Sit upright, leaning neither left nor right, nor front nor back. Your ears should be in the same plane as your shoulders and your nose in line with your navel. Your tongue should be placed against the roof of your mouth and your lips and teeth closed firmly. Your eyes should always remain open, and you should breathe gently through your nose. Okay, let me interject here. There is no particular posture for Zazen that has any spiritual superiority over another. Each of us has to find our own seat, whether it be a cross-legged or seiza or on a stool or a chair or whatever. And it may take a few years to find that seat where you can immediately sink into the practice. Dogen continues, having adjusted your body in this manner, take a deep breath and exhale fully. Sway your body left and right several times and settle into an immobile sitting posture. Then sit firmly as a rock and think of not thinking. How do you think of not thinking? Non-thinking. This is the very basis of Zazen. The Zazen I speak of is not a way of developing concentration or learning meditation. It is not a means to enlightenment. It is simply the easy and pleasant practice of a Buddha, the realization of the Buddha's wisdom. Zazen itself is pure natural enlightenment. It is the manifestation of ultimate reality. The truth appears, there being no delusion. Traps and snares can never reach it. If you understand my meaning and do Zazen correctly, you will be like a dragon who has reached the water or a tiger that reclines on the mountain. Know that the true Dharma itself is present there in Zazen, and that confusion and distractions are eradicated right from the beginning. When you arise from sitting, move slowly and quietly, calmly and deliberately. Do not rise suddenly or abruptly. When we contemplate the past, we find that transcending both the sacred and the profane, or such things as dying, while either sitting or standing, have all depended entirely on the power of Zazen. Moreover, it is impossible to explain with words and analysis how the ancient masters could seize upon the crucial moment which brought about Satori in a disciple by pointing a finger, using the tip of a pole, a needle, or a mallet, and give encouragement with a hosu, a fist, a stick, or a shout. Neither can this be understood through supernatural power or a dualistic view of practice and enlightenment. Practice and enlightenment are the majestic deportment of the body beyond the sights and sounds of this world. What can they be other than the Dharma, which is prior to understanding and analysis? Therefore, there is no question here at all of being intelligent or stupid, nor is there any difference between the quick-witted and the dull. To practice the way single-mindedly is in itself enlightenment. There is no gap between practice and enlightenment, or Zazen and daily life, and a person who advances in the way is an ordinary person. The Buddhas and ancestors, both in this world and in India and in China, have all preserved the Buddha mind and enhanced Zazen training. You should therefore devote yourself exclusively to and be completely absorbed in the practice of Zazen. You may hear of 10,000 distinctions or 1,000 differences, but just do Zazen earnestly and make an effort in the way. You have already had the good fortune to be born with a precious human body. Do not pass over from the light to the shadow by pursuing other matters. Do not waste your time meaninglessly. Now that you know what is the most important thing in Buddhism, how can you be satisfied with a transient world? Our bodies are like dew on the grass, and our lives like a flash of lightning, vanishing in a moment. Honored practitioners of Zen, please do not grope or try to grasp the true dragon. Exert yourself in the way that points directly to your original nature. Revere the mind that goes beyond study and surpasses all doings. Experience the enlightenment of the Buddhas, correctly inheriting the samadhi of the ancestors. If you do Zazen for some time, you will realize all this. The treasure house will open of itself, and you will be able to enjoy it to your heart's content. Delivered to the monks of Kipoji in November 2013. 12:43. This is chapter 11 of the Shobogenzo, the Eye and Treasury of the True Dharma by the 13th century master Dogen Keigen. It was the first thing that Dogen wrote on his return from China, having received transmission from his teacher Ru Jing, whom Dogen affectionately called Old Buddha. Dogen gives us a minutely precise instruction on how to sit. And while Wu Men tells us to concentrate on this one word mu, day and night keep digging into it, Dogen's instruction for practice is sit firmly as a rock and think of not thinking. How do you think of not thinking? Non-thinking. This is the very basis of Zazen. So how does one think of not thinking? Non-thinking? The origin of this whole business of non-thinking is case 129 in the True Dharma Eye, Zen Master Dogen's 300 koans. Dido Lori's translation reads, when Yao Shan was sitting in meditation, a monastic asked, what do you think about as you sit in steadfast composure? Yao Shan said, I think not thinking. The monastic said, how do you think not thinking? Yao Shan said, non-thinking. Yao Shan said, non-thinking. Thinking is activity of the mind, following thoughts, speculations, desires, and aversions. Not thinking is suppression, slamming the door, utter quiescence, relative silence. Neither of them reach it. Nan Chuan said to Zhao Zhou, knowing is illusion, not knowing is blankness. Where is this non-thinking? It might be easier to ask, where is thinking? Where is thinking? Where is thinking? Are your hands thinking? Are your legs thinking? Your shoulders? Your back, are they thinking? Is the carpet in front of you thinking? Is the traffic outside thinking? Where is thinking? Non-thinking. Thoughts arise, of course they do. It is the function of the mind to produce thoughts, as it is the function of a tree to produce leaves. That's its nature. So we don't try to strip the leaves from the tree. Don't try to erase thoughts. But neither do you follow them. They come. And if you don't follow them, if you don't entangle with them, they fade away. And what is left? What is behind all these thoughts? What is in the gap between the trains of thought? Just this. Just the reality. Of now. This is the non-thinking, that which is prior to thinking. It is the reality before the mind has moved, and that is the only reality. Yao Shan rests in non-thinking. Show me the one who thinks. You can't do it. You cannot show me your thinking, no matter how hard you try. Show me the one who does not think. You can't do that either, but show me non-thinking. You can do that easily. In fact, how could you not do it? The carpet in front of you doesn't just not think. It is non-thinking. Your hands are non-thinking. The traffic outside is non-thinking. Pay attention to non-thinking. Rest in non-thinking. A non-thinking reality is just here and now, and it is everything. All that breathes and does not breathe. Mu is the same. Non-thinking is just another word for mu. Mu is not something to think about. It is non-thinking itself. And it is not separate from yourself. It does not depend on your knowing it or not knowing, on your thinking or not thinking. Dogen says the way is essentially perfect and exists everywhere. How could it be contingent upon practice and realization? The truth which carries us along is sovereign and does not require our efforts. But that doesn't mean that we're home free, that we don't need to practice. The mountain is there. It is utterly independent of the desires, thoughts, or fears of the separated ego self, but we still have to climb it. Even Buddha Shakyamuni had to practice Zazen for 6 years. It is also said that Bodhidharma had to do Zazen at Shaolin Temple for 9 years in order to transmit the Buddha mind. The Buddha did Zazen. Bodhidharma did Zazen. All the ancestral teachers, past, present, future, and all of us do Zazen. The great transmission from Shakyamuni to the present is none other than Zazen. It's not your Zazen. It's not my Zazen. It's not even the Buddha's Zazen. It is Zazen itself. Zazen is non-thinking. When you walked into this temple for the very first time and learned how to sit and how to engage the practice, you learned the ultimate truth in that moment. There's really nothing more to learn. The great problem is that we don't trust it. All the other stuff, the talks, the reading, the chanting, the doksan, the koans, are all skillful means to help us let go of the illusions of self, other, good, evil, and all the rest of it. Zazen is simply our true nature as it is. We have to see this non-thinking clearly. Bodhidharma said, "To find Buddha, you have to see your nature. Whoever sees his nature is a Buddha. If you don't see your nature, invoking Buddhas, reciting sutras, making offerings, and keeping precepts are all useless. Invoking Buddhas results in good karma. Reciting sutras results in a good memory. Keeping precepts results in a good rebirth, and making offerings results in future blessings, but no Buddha." In your Zazen, whether you're working on Mu as an initial koan, on Shikantaza, working on the breath, subsequent koans, you must apply yourself. The focus of the effort is somewhat different with each practice, but the level of effort is the same, 100% combustion. So exert yourself in the way that points directly to your original nature. Respect those who have realized full knowledge and have nothing more to do. Become one with the wisdom of the Buddhas and succeed to the enlightenment of the ancestors. If you do Zazen for some time, you will realize all this. And the treasure house will open of itself, and you will be able to enjoy it to your heart's content. Together with all beings, we realize the way.